This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. We continue to broadcast from Jupiter, Florida, and Cardinals Spring Training. We're joined right now by Post-Dispatch STL Today sports columnist Benjamin Hockman. Ben, great to see you. How are you?
Great to see you, man. It's fun being here in Florida.
So the number one narrative when we got here was the Nolan Arenado stuff. We spent so much time talking about in the offseason, and then he gets here and nothing has changed. What's your overall takeaway of everything that we've seen with this Arenado stuff?
I mean, it's awkward city, and especially that day when the Cardinals, or actually it was who was the decision maker here? It was Alex Bregman. Mm-hmm. When Bregman goes to Boston, and then the Cardinals and Arenado realize they're going to have to get married again, if you will, or throw away the divorce papers before they signed them, because here was Arenado back with St. Louis, and he was just, look, Mozeliak's a professional, Arenado's a professional, Marmol's a professional. They got through it and they had good conversations, it sounds like. But yeah, it's awkward. It's not just awkward for those players. It's awkward for guys like Michael Ciani, who thought maybe they would start all year in center field, but now Nootbaar is going to have to start in center because Arenado's at third, and that means Gorman's at second maybe, and Donovan's in left. It's just this domino effect.
Yeah, somebody like Thomas Tejasi might not even make the team. We're asking Ollie all the time about offense versus defense in center field, and we know that he likes the defense, but the team didn't score runs. Like, there's a domino effect to all of this.
Yeah, and what are the 2025 Cardinals supposed to be? What are they going to be? I mean, this is a roster, and I guess I'm speaking in a lower voice because we're near the clubhouse, and some Nolan could walk out at any moment right now. But I mean, yeah, on paper, this is not a team that's going to win probably more than 84 games. Now, that might get you in the playoffs, don't get me wrong. But, yeah, how can you maximize what you got? And for me, it's just getting the offense out there on the field. And if you got Nootbaar instead of Ciani, like, and look, you can bring in Ciani in the seventh inning, you know, to be like a, if you will, like a closer out of the bullpen, except not pitching, he's playing center field. But the reality is this team needs to score runs. They were 19th in slugging percentage last year, I believe 27th in hitting with runners in scoring position. So something's got to change with the bats in their hands.
We've also heard the terminology change. It's not a reset anymore. It is now a transition. And to me, it feels like transition is more about what's going on in the front office, where when they were talking about a reset, that was more about what was going on the field. Would you agree kind of with that?
Yeah, and I think Arenado was the key player that would have made it a reset on the field, if you will. And the idea was, if he's gone, if he's with Boston, then you can put Gorman at third and have him have 500 at-bats and all these innings in the field, and Donovan at second. You can have all these different guys get playing time. And now, for better or worse, for better, of course, for the baseball team in 2025, but maybe for worse for some of these prospects, Arenado is going to get 500, 600 at-bats this year. But yeah, you're right. The transition more is in the front office and the decisions they're making and how that's going to affect the future, because Chaim Bloom's going to take over after the season is over, and what are they going to leave him in the cupboard, if you will?
One thing that I don't think has changed is the season is still contingent. If they're going to be successful, the season's still contingent upon Nolan Gorman and Jordan Walker taking steps forward. So even with Arenado being back, even with Gorman playing different spots, like, those two guys are still going to play every day. They're still going to be given every opportunity to succeed. And if they do, I feel like this could be an okay team.
Yeah, those are good points, Matt, because you think back to, we're sitting on a park bench outside the clubhouse in Jupiter. We were, if you will, sitting on the same park bench 365 days ago. We're like, man, the 2024 Cardinals, they could be pretty good if Walker and Gorman get going. Now, we didn't know that Goldschmidt and Arenado would have these epic, you know, downfalls offensively. But there was this idea that these two guys, Walker and Gorman, could be key cogs to a playoff team. Well, here we are, fast forward. It's still the same human beings. They both had really down years. Gorman set a dubious mark for the highest strikeout rate in franchise history. But there's optimism because there's a new hitting coach, Brant Brown. You talk to anybody around here, they smile when they talk about Brant Brown. He's an energetic, likable guy. And look, it's spring training. The Cardinals are 0-0 right now. But in that clubhouse, there's optimism that Brant Brown has made Jordan Walker and Nolan Gorman smarter and better hitters.
Much to the chagrin of many of your readers, you have been publicly supportive of Oliver Marmol, who is not a overly popular figure within the Cardinals fan base. What is it about? Because I'm the same way. I like Ollie. I think he's a good manager. What is it about what he does that makes you feel like he is the right guy for this job?
Well, right away, and this is kind of inside baseball, but they have these Pythagorean, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. I apologize to my 8th grade math teacher who's probably listening. But
Clayton education, doesn't matter.
Yeah. I was more of an English and history guy. But there's something that helped me out, like a Pythagorean.
Pythagorean?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. Let's go with that.
Okay.
It's on the radio, so it has to be true, right?
Yes.
That said that the Cardinals outperformed what their record should have been last year. Well, who was in charge of making all the decisions? Oliver Marmol. Moreover, you look at the way he handled the bullpen last year, very masterful. So there's things to like about him. But for me, and you and I have similar career paths, we both spent time in Colorado covering the NBA. We've been around coaches of different sports. And there's something about Marmol and the way he speaks about being a leader as a coach, and the way he presses the right buttons, the way he communicates with his players, that just really energizes me. And I just, for lack of a better word, I just like listening to him talk. And I think you talk to a lot of these players, and they'll say, like, I like playing for him. And look, there's been successful managers over the year who were jerks, mm-hmm. and the whole thing. And in football, notably, how many coaches were so mean, but they did it, or Herb Brooks in hockey, they're so mean, but they do it to bring out the best of their guys. Marmol is different, but I just think he's very, very intelligent, and, come send me a DM when they win the 2026 World Series.
When you wrote that column, that was very much in favor. I enjoyed reading the comments because I felt like you got to walk into my world as the post-game show host for a second.
I think about you all the time. I drive, because there'll be games I'm driving home and I'm listening to you and I'm like, this Matt's got to put up with these calls, and every game, it's like every game's the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And look, we're both from St. Louis. We understand the passion of the fans, no question about it. But gosh, sometimes like the phone calls or the emails are like, it's Armageddon 162 days a year, or if you will, however many losses they had, 80 whatever losses.
What does this team need to do this year? Where the expectations externally are so low, what does this team need to do for Chaim Bloom to look at Ollie and say, what you're basically saying, that this is the right guy?
That's a great question, and I don't know just yet if Chaim has a guy. Mm-hmm. It's quite possible. I mean, he's not going to broadcast it now, but he might have earmarked a guy a year ago that says, like, when I'm in charge, this will be the manager. We don't know that. But I think Ollie can bring out the best out of a lot of these ball players, and if he brings out the best of, and along with Brant Brown, the aforementioned Jordan Walker and Nolan Gorman, and the Cardinals are fighting for a wild card in this season, I think you look at Ollie and say, like, all right, we've got something great right here. Why would I need to bring in somebody I knew from Tampa or knew from Boston?
Maybe I'm just getting caught up in spring training, and it happens. I love baseball. But to me, all of a sudden, especially the Arenado being back, I don't know if the team's going to be good, but they went from being kind of uninteresting because they didn't do anything all off season to now I look around and I can see some interesting pieces and some interesting things going on.
The Blues are in a retool, rebuild, whatever, not rebuild, reset. And it's been hard.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
People like Robert Thomas is really good. Kyrou can be infuriating at times, but there's not that many like players you're like, I can't wait to see him play tonight. I can't wait to tune into the game against Winnipeg on a Tuesday to see such and such and such. Well, with the St. Louis Cardinals, though, you tune in, you get to see Mason win every night. This is already one of the more exciting players in the National League, and he's going to turn 23 next month. If Jordan Walker and Nolan Gorman become the studs they can be, or we hope they can be, or I think they can be, that's entertaining stuff. Newt Barr, I mean, there's definitely, and Contreras with the swagger, there's likable dudes on this team that could make this a fun season, but I think, Matt, it's going to really hinge on how well they play in April, because if they start out poorly, even if they get great in May, even if they have the best May ever, a bad April can really sink the fans in the season.
Last thing, most important thing for you, you wrote a column and you had the words, don't call it a reset, in your column. When you did that, did you have the lyrics of LL Cool J in the back of your head when you were doing it?
I hope this doesn't get your radio station sued for infringement of copyright, but like, I was singing the song, I was like, da, 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 as I was typing it, don't call it a reset.
There it is. That's what I wanted to hear. Benjamin, you're the best.
Always fun seeing you, Matt.
That's Benjamin Hockman. We'll take a break. It's a Graybar Sports Open Line from Jupiter, Florida on KMOX.